Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Let's talk about Wataru Endo, because...
7 out of 10, Andy Robertson.
Oh yeah, we didn't number him, sorry. I often do that. I want to talk about Wataru Endo. I'm just chomping at the bit to talk about Wataru Endo. Absolutely brilliant. Outstanding. Like, comes into this in a really, really important game for him, because touched on it in the uncensored match build-up earlier, because there was always going to be that scrappy, that physical element of today. And when you've got a lad in the middle of the park who wears a gum shield by trade, then you need him to sort of step up to the plate. And he does. And he does it brilliantly, I thought. Obviously, he gets booked as well. So he's walking a tightrope for a large chunk of that game today. And there's only one moment whereby your heart's in your mouth and you think, well, he could go here, because he gives away a foul.
He
does a little bit, but I think Michael Oliver, we don't often praise refs, rightfully so, but he does kind of just run into Endo. He can't do a lot about it, and he plays advantage and ends up sort of not giving the free kick even, which might mean he gets away with it. But honestly, I thought Wataru Endo was brilliant, absolutely brilliant. One of those performances whereby it goes under the radar ever so slightly, because there's four different goal scorers, there's probably four different assist makers as well, so he's not sort of the headline act, but the work he does is so, so imperative to the job that we end up doing on Brentford.
Yeah, it's the thankless job of a DM, isn't it? At the end of the day, he might not get all the plaudits, he might not get the headlines, but it's the tireless work he does off the ball and on it as well, to be honest with you. I think his on the ball play is definitely underrated on terms of he builds from the back in a really constructive way. He'll move forward with it. He's not kind of I'm just going to sit in front of the back four and that's my job.
No.
He'll kind of keep us on the front foot in terms of being an active part in build-up play. And I'm made up with him, to be honest. I think we're at the point now with our DMs where any slip-up, we've got two really good options to be in DM and things. I feel like Endo's definitely the first choice, but I feel like we'd have no hesitation whatsoever if his performances did lapse, that we could just move McAllister back in. But I feel like Endo's doing a great job of keeping that place and making it his own. So
yeah, it's horses for courses a little bit in terms of them two for me, because I think certain types of games, and it obviously depends on your midfield availability as well, because if you've got Gravenberch, Elliot, Jones or Fitzsimmons-Mosley as well, then maybe you do have a conversation about McAllister dropping into the six because you can afford the extra creativity. But I agree with you. I think Wataru Endo's on the ball stuff has far exceeded anything we expected, because when we signed him, I think we all thought we were just getting this little battle hardened out and out DM. It's going to be a firefighter for us, and McAllister was going to be the more creative one. But Wataru Endo's got loads more to his game than that. But I do think today was probably one of his better performances, in so much as being that defensive midfielder. I think we've seen loads of good qualities from him, but we needed a proper DM performance today, and I think we got one, to be fair, from Endo. 91 touches all told, 87% passing accuracy as well, which is really good. But in terms of his defensive work, he wins 3 out of 7 ground duels, 2 out of 3 aerial duels as well, which is just very good, important work
as well. And he's winning 2 out of 3 aerial duels
against a big old side in Brentford as well. And he gets us on the front foot for, I think it's Salah's goal. Might be Salah's goal. It's McAllister's goal, of course, is, because Gravenberch does the rest. And so he actually wins that aerial duel to get us going. There's a couple of times today as well, they might not even go down as aerial duels, but it's like they try and hit Canati, like we spoke about earlier, because that's where they're targeting, that's where they perceive to be a weakness. But Endo's in front of Canati, or in front of the Brentford player, and winning that ball instead as well. So his positional sense is excellent. And also sweeping up in the round Canati. We spoke about how many aerial duels he won. When he was winning them, more often than not, Wataru Endo was the man in the right place at the right time to sweep
balls
up after him. And that's massively important in games like today.
Yeah, we've seen time and time again teams punish us because we're not quick enough getting to those second balls, because we're too busy trying to transition and win, like start a counter-attack. When you're like, no, you need the ball first, mate. Win the second ball and then we can start talking about attack. And Endo's been perfect in doing that, to be honest. early on in this season, I've been one of his biggest, like, not kind of critics, I'd say more skeptics.
Yeah.
On terms of, like, at the beginning, I was on this show actually saying, like, his biggest asset to us is the time he takes out of other players' legs. And I feel like that's a massive disservice to him now in terms of, like, he's such a vital component in terms of winning the ball back and keeping it as well.
Mm.
So, no, yeah.
Absolutely, mate. Another brilliant performance from him. Loads of Man of the Match shout in the Discord as well, including Ashley Fifth, Abe goes for Endo, Titch Green, Tom Little went for Kelleher. Crouching Peter Hidden Robot. That is a name I've not seen before in here. Josh Hall went for Salah. Antonio went for Endo. Santa Rasta went for about five different players, including Endo.
I like that, though, when people can't really pick a Man of the Match. It bodes well, doesn't
it? No, it does. It means, yeah, it does mean everyone's chipped in, essentially. Yeah. And Wilshie62 also went for Wataru Endo. So, yeah, another good performance from him. And more of that, please.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.